Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. We have an excessive heat warning starting this afternoon. Otherwise, isolated showers and thunderstorms early, sunny skies, 99, heat values as high as 107. Tonight, partly cloudy, upper 70s with wind gusts as high as 25. For tomorrow, mostly sunny skies, again in the upper 90s, heat values as high as 105. Tomorrow night, mostly clear, upper 70s, and Friday and Saturday, mostly sunny. Right now, it's 75.
Kansas Mid-American at Work News. A 22-year-old Wichita man who exchanged gunfire with police during a chase has been sentenced to more than 23 years in prison. Cake TV reports Elijah Martinez was sentenced yesterday to 280 months for intentional second-degree attempted murder and three counts of burglary after the confrontation back in December of 2017. Investigators say officers began pursuing Martinez after a man reported seeing two people stealing mail in West Wichita. U.S. Senator Jerry Moran says President Trump's suggestion that four Democratic congresswomen of color go back to where they came from was inappropriate because the women are Americans. At a town hall meeting on Monday, Moran said he disagreed with congresswomen targeted in Trump's tweets on many policies, but he said there's nothing to be gained by personal attacks on elected officials or Americans. Kansas News on the Mid-American at Work. I'm Rick Averett.
Hurry into the Ford Hurry Up and Save sales event and get 20% estimated savings on select Ford SUVs. Plus, earn complimentary maintenance through Ford Pass Rewards. Moda must be activated within 60 days of purchase through the Ford Pass app on a smartphone and remain active for at least 6 months after activation. Eligible on select 2019 model year vehicles. Vehicle must have arrived at dealer at least 61 days prior to the sale date. Estimated savings include an average dealer discount based on a sales survey of average discounts offered by Ford dealers nationally. Discount may vary. Dealer determines price. For all offers, take new retail delivery from an authorized Ford dealer stock by 9/3/19. See participating dealer for complete details.
Kansas Wheat Innovation Center in Manhattan is rediscovering ways to get improved varieties and new genetics in the hands of farmers faster. Grower-led and Checkoff-funded research initiatives are bringing about positive change. This grassroots leadership provides a strong voice in Topeka and Washington, D.C. Kansas Wheat Commission and Kansas Association of Wheat Growers, farmers investing in their future and yours. Log on to rediscoverwheat.org.
Law enforcement and railroad authorities investigating a fatal accident yesterday morning in Shawnee County. Responders say just after 6:30 yesterday morning, a northbound Amtrak train was making its way through Topeka when a pedestrian identified as 64-year-old William N. Reynolds III of Topeka attempted to cross tracks in front of the train. The train struck and killed Reynolds. The Hutch Post reports that authorities yesterday released no additional information. If you recall earlier this spring, communities in Kansas were talking about all the potholes that were caused by a colder winter with more snow. Well, police in Hays say a road buckled in the afternoon heat yesterday. Both directions of a stretch of 22nd Street in Hays closed until further notice. Authorities say that it was the recent heat which caused the road to buckle, and extreme heat on tap for much of the Sunflower State through Friday. Mid-America Network News.
Tires aren't all the same, and neither are tire dealers. Find a dealer like Mike's OK Tire, who carries Michelin and BF Goodrich tires. Michelin offers safe, fuel-efficient, long-lasting tires that provide exceptional performance and extraordinary value. BF Goodrich tires are built for drivers looking for high performance and aggressive styling. Next time you need tires, don't deal with amateurs. See the tire experts. See Mike's OK Tire in downtown Marysville for tires, repair, alignment, and service.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Wednesday. The Lincoln County Board of Commissioners has completed the process of removing the county treasurer for committing what the board called misconduct in office. The board voted 5-0 this week to declare that Lori Kortner had neglected her legal duties. The state auditor's office released a report Monday that recounted a backlog of unfinished reports, unbalanced bank accounts, and undeposited property tax checks since Kortner took office in January. Nebraska Governor Pete Ricketts set to host the state's annual Economic Development Summit. Ricketts will also unveil a new website designed to attract and retain talented workers. The Nebraska Governor's Economic Development Summit was created to bring together business leaders, trade practitioners, and public leaders to discuss the challenges and opportunities in Nebraska's economy. Nebraska News on the Mid-America Network. Have a good Wednesday. I'm Rick Everett.
A farmer only gets approximately 40 opportunities in their career to grow a crop.
We are here to make sure you get the most out of your efforts.
We're the Tractor Girls from Schmidt & Son.
We're excited to invite you to our AgCo Crop Tour on July 23rd.
Your planter's trip across the field is the most important and critical step of crop production. We use the Massey Ferguson 9800 VE planter and precision planting technology and planted our test plot of corn.
We implemented over 14 different planting variations and precision planting products, so we are able to show you how to get the best yields out of your field. Join us in Mount Hope to learn about the latest trends from local AgCo and precision planting product specialists.
You'll take at least 5 helpful concepts back to your farming operation. Plus, you'll hear the results of this spring's test plot.
Don't miss the AgCo Crop Tour event July 23rd at Schmidt & Sons. For event details and registration information, call 316-445-2103 or RSVP online at schmidtinc.com.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Bringing the Soldier Creek Wind Farm in Nemahal County one step closer to reality, a site map and term sheet were released this week. Negotiations had been ongoing in recent months with regard to specifics and responsibilities of the wind farm developer, who has identified 120 primary and 12 alternate sites, primarily in the southeast part of the county. Opponents to the project have been vocal and active, crowding county commissioners' meetings in efforts to delay or set aside the project. The public will have access to the proposed agreement, which is yet to be approved by commissioners. 4-H fair families joined board members cleaning up the Marshall County Fairgrounds Sunday afternoon and setting up for this week's annual county fair in Blue Rapids. As a result of recent flooding in Riverside Park, some parking and camping sites will be forced to move. Camping will be open at the former Gators Grocery Store parking lot in Blue Rapids. The activities kick off Thursday with a horse show at 9. A kids' rodeo is planned at 6, and the carnival will be set up for operation Thursday evening. Wristband night this year will be Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, with discount armbands available through Thursday at the Extension Office in Marysville and the State Bank of Blue Rapids. They're $25 in advance, $30 at the gate. All 4-H and open entries will be accepted Friday from 4 until 8, and KNDY will begin live reports Friday afternoon, continuing through Tuesday. The fair schedule is posted on our KNDY website. Fair Board President Bob Lindquist noted the cleanup efforts following recent flooding, but noted the fair will begin on schedule.
We've added the Renegade Pullers for Friday night. We've got helicopter rides coming in, which is going to be new to us. The carnival starts on Thursday and runs through Sunday with wristbands Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, with Sunday as their rain date. Got a different pony ride coming this year than what we've had. Other than that, I think we're on track with everything. We had a lot of tree damage down there and a lot of water to deal with. The rabbit barn might have an issue with water. And also the camping and parking might be limited on the east side of the creek anyhow. The ground's probably going to be pretty soggy, so we'll just have to wait and see.
A Marysville woman died and a Frankfort woman was seriously injured in a multi-vehicle fatality accident Sunday afternoon at around 4:30 in Jefferson County, Kansas. 68-year-old Teresa Zimmerling Esslinger of Marysville was killed and 69-year-old Charlotte Zimmerling of Frankfort was among several injured as they were passengers in a vehicle driven by 74-year-old Walter Zimmerling of Frankfort. Their vehicle was struck on U.S. Highway 24, a mile west of U.S. 59 in Jefferson County, when two other vehicles at the intersection collided, forcing one of them into the opposite lane, striking the Zimmerling SUV. 19-year-old Mason Robb of Perry was stopped to turn and was rear-ended by 50-year-old Rynette Riling Minor of Oskaloosa, whose vehicle ultimately collided with the Zimmerlings. Again, the fatality Sunday afternoon, 68-year-old Teresa Zimmerling Esslinger of Marysville. Charlotte Zimmerling of Frankfort was transported to a Kansas City hospital with serious injuries. Walter Zimmerling suffered minor injuries and was transported to Stormont Vale in Topeka. Riling Minor and Rob were also taken to a Topeka hospital with apparent serious injuries. Funeral arrangements pending for Teresa Zimmerling Esslinger with Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville in charge. Harold Buck Gibson, age 90, of Marietta, passed away Monday. Funeral service Thursday, 10 a.m. at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville. Burial in the Deer Creek Cemetery. Visitation Wednesday, 10 until 9 at Kinsley Mortuary, in charge of arrangements for Harold Gibson. Troy Mingy, age 34, of Hanover, passed away Monday. Massive Christian burial Monday, 10 a.m. at St. John's Catholic Church, Hanover. Burial in the church cemetery. Rosary Sunday evening at 7 at the church. Visitation Sunday, noon until 5, at the Hanover Mortuary, in charge of arrangements for Troy Mingy. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, taco potato, broccoli and cheese, wheat bread and cherry fluff. Tomorrow, pulled pork on a bun, baked beans, cucumbers and onions, strawberries and bananas. Key Indy Whitey's time is 7:15.
With United Bank and Trust online banking, you have access to your hometown bank 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year at ubankonline.com. You can view account balances, access statements, and transfer money between your UBT accounts. You can also view account activity, pay bills, and even make loan payments without being limited by banking hours. Simply visit ubankonline.com to learn more. Online banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Ryan's Barbershop in Marysville is open Tuesday through Fridays, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Walk-ins only. New customers always welcome. Ryan's Barbershop, downtown Marysville.
The days of summer celebration continues at CJ Express. Stock up your fridge and coolers with specials on sports drinks, energy drinks, and bottled waters and sodas, like the Starbucks Double Shot, 2 for $5. Specialty pizzas this month at the West Store are Pizza from Hell and the Twisted Aloha Pizza, with pepperoni, bacon, green pepper, pineapple, and jalapeno peppers. The heat is on at CJ Express.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Well, the main story is all across the central and east central parts of the Midwest, southern parts of the United States is the heat. We have an upper level ridge that's going to move back in place, bringing us very warm temperatures, highs well into the mid to upper 90s. Some areas are going to see heat values as high as 107 to 110 degrees. So we do have an excessive heat warnings all the way through much of the area towards the end of the week and even into the weekend. Otherwise, it looks like we're going to see it pretty dry weather, maybe a pop-up shower or storm early today. So looking at the forecast, excessive heat warning starts this afternoon. Otherwise, isolated showers and thunderstorms early, sunny around the upper 90s, heat values at 107, wind gusts as high as 30. Tonight, partly cloudy, upper 70s, wind gusts as high as 25. For tomorrow, mostly sunny and hot in the upper 90s. Tomorrow night, mostly clear, lows around 78. And Friday, sunny skies, we'll see temperatures in the upper 90s. That's your forecast. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature mid-July 90, record high on this date 109 in 1936. The average low 69, the record low is 50 set in 2014. Sunset this evening 8:47, sunrise the morning at 6:11. Partly cloudy in 76 this morning with a south wind surging in humid air. A few pop-up thunderstorms passing through Randolph to our south. Also passing just to the east of Beatrice. Those are very, very small cells, isolated. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Wednesday, the 17th of July. KNDY News Time, 7:18. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Are you hungry and a little old burger just won't do?
Lay off me, I'm starving.
Are you hungry and don't have a lot of time to wait? Bite Me Barbecue in Marysville has you covered. Get in and get out and get a great meal with all the fixings. That's Bite Me Barbecue in Marysville.
A pair of walk-offs and a reptile wrangler tosses out the first pitch. Hi, everyone. I'm Dave Packer reporting on sports. Philadelphia's $330 million man came through in the clutch with his team down 2 to the Dodgers in the bottom of the ninth.
He swings and drives it to center. It's falling. It's a base hit. It kicks away from Pollock. It goes to the wall. The game is tied. Around third is Kingery. The Phillies will win it. The Phillies have come back, and they have won the ball game.
A WIP, Bryce Harper finished with 5 RBIs, and the Phillies win 9-8. Down in the Windy City, reptile wrangler Frank Robb, who caught the elusive gator named Chance the Snapper, threw out the first pitch at Wrigley. Meanwhile, Kyle Schwarber's first walk-off homer comes against his childhood team.
Schwarber drives one in the air, left center field and deep, back toward the wall, near the fence. It's got a chance! Cubs win!
on WSCR. Cubs over the Reds 4-3. Late games, Angels top the Astros 7-2. A's beat the Mariners 9-2. The college football season is a little over a month away, and at SEC Media Day, Georgia Bulldogs head coach Kirby Smart says his team has taken a new pledge.
One of the themes our players have adopted this year has been to do more. It's a great theme because it's simple. We like it because we understand how close we've been to taking the next step. And although 24-5 the last two seasons is good, it's not good enough.
UGA opens the season against Vanderbilt. The Open Championship begins tomorrow in Northern Ireland. It's Tiger Woods' first time on Royal Portrush Golf Course and sought out a practice round with Brooks Koepka, but...
I said, hey, dude, you know, you mind if I, you know, tag along and play a practice round? I've heard nothing.
Woods hoped to get tips from Brooks' caddy, Ricky Elliott, a Portrush native. NBA Russell Westbrook is officially a member of the Houston Rockets after being traded by the Thunder for All-Star Chris Paul and multiple draft picks. Dave Packer, ABC Sports.
Everyone at United Bank and Trust would like to invite listeners to enjoy all the fantastic entertainment of the Northeast Kansas Rodeo here in Sabetha. Come early and stay late to catch all the thrills and spills of the rodeo activities. From the staff at United Bank and Trust in Sabetha, you bank, we deliver. Member FDIC. C&K Services hopes everyone makes it out to the Sabetha Rodeo July 21st and 22nd. Grab your hat and cowboy boots and get ready for a romp and stomp and good time with all the thrills and spills that rodeo has to offer. From C&K Services in Sabetha, proud to support the community and local events.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. An economic analysis predicts the Delta region and Corn Belt farmers will receive the majority of market facilitation program funds. Agricultural Economic Insights projects those regions will benefit the most simply due to soybean production. China targeted all U.S. agriculture products, but tariffs on U.S. soybeans and pork have hurt the most. The White House says it's approved the $16 billion trade aid program for farmers. USDA expected to release further details, including those payment rates and schedules, in the near future. $14.5 billion earmarked for payments to producers. USDA officials last week signaled payments could begin next month. Now, this is the second round of funding made available for farmers as the U.S. remains embattled in the trade war with China. Previously, the Trump administration allocated $12 billion in payments to farmers, distributed in two payments. The 2019 aid announced in May expected to include three rounds of payments, along with more funding for trade promotion and commodity purchases. Private analysts of farmland predicts U.S. planted acres of corn totaled 79.6 million acres this year, 89% of the historic norm. AgMarket.net also projects the national average yield could reach 156 bushels per acre following an aerial photography survey. This effort measured more than 157,000 acres across the five-state region. AgMarket surveyed the corn crop this week before July 4th in the west and the week after July 4th in the eastern Corn Belt. The company says the equipment used sophisticated enough to allow analysts to count stocks and populations to determine the yield potential. USDA last week estimated yield 166 bushels per acre and the June acreage report estimate 91.7 million acres. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Market information, Mid-America Ag Network, a brutal day in most of our futures markets on Tuesday. Just could not seem to get anything going with corn, soybeans, or Kansas City wheat. Finished sharply lower in many instances. September corn down 5 3/4 at 435 1/4. December down 5 3/4 at 441 1/4. August soybeans down 14 at 887 3/4. September beans down 14 at 893 3/4. Double-digit losses in each of the later months, too. Sharp losses in the products. August soybean meal, 320 lower at 308.40. September was down 340 at 309.90. Soy oil was way down. August down 29 points at 27.99. September down 30 points at 28.11. And it got worse in the later months. So it was not a good day for soybeans or soybean products. September Kansas City wheat down 2 3/4 at 446 1/4. December down 3 at 466 1/4. So corn, soybeans, Kansas City wheat did not fare well on Tuesday. And as far as the livestock complex goes, things were mostly lower there as well. Cattle had a tough day. Hogs, maybe a little bit better. August live cattle down 27 at 108.22. October down 52 at 109.25. Back months were all lower there. August feeder cattle down 60 at 141.05. September feeders down 72 at 141.87. Again, the back months were sharply lower. August hogs down 105 at 79.05. But the change there is after that, everything got good with hogs after the initial contract. October hogs up 140 at 75.30. And the later months were up most by more than a dollar. So it turned out not to be such a bad day for hogs after that initial contract. Cotton had a tough day. October cotton down 137 at 62.33. Market information from Mid-America Ag Network.
It stands alone in high-yield potential. It's Lone Rider, another innovative new wheat variety created by OSU researchers and marketed through Oklahoma Genetics. Lone Rider has the broadest geographic reach among all the OSU varieties throughout the Western Plains. Want strong yields without the weak straw? Lone Rider has the standability and short stature good for maximizing irrigated yields and finishes...
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most important industry, which is agriculture, of course. The Farm Progress Show is coming up at the end of August, and technology, the ever-changing technology that agriculture deals with, will be on full display. More about that after this.
Your best defense against breast cancer is a mammogram. I'm Dr. Sandy Goldberg, a breast cancer survivor and founder of a Silver Lining Foundation. And early detection saved my life. Are you uninsured? Are you underinsured? Are you a survivor and need follow-up testing? Feel like you have nowhere to turn? Times are tough, but getting a mammogram shouldn't be. Call us at 312-345-1322. A Silver Lining Foundation is here to help.
The Farm Progress Show is coming up August 27th, 28th, and 29th in Decatur, Illinois. Matt Youngman is the National Events Manager for Farm Progress Companies. He says the Farm Progress Show sure has changed over the years, especially recently, because of technology. And he says there will be lots of tech on display.
Yeah, you know, I guess I'm becoming kind of the old guy here because I you know, when I first started, traded crops and GPS were a little bit voodoo. They were a little bit the unknown things that nobody knew what to do with. And, we had to flex and create rules and boundaries for our exhibitors to compete. Like when you were talking about auto steering tractors and those kind of things and GPS technologies. And then along came drones. And so we had to figure out a level playing field for all the drone manufacturers to compete. And now, the technology just continues to develop. The new thing that we just dipped our toe in the water last year, and now this year we're going to have two different companies competing with autonomous vehicles. So they are, if you are the operator of a combine, you can bolt a system into your tractor and run your auger cart tractor next to your combine and unload your grain on the go, and then hit a button and send that tractor back home, back to the corner of the field, without any operator in that seat. And so as that technology grows, we have to develop our safety and competition systems so that those machines can go out and run safely and yet demonstrate the technology for the visitors.
Let's talk about getting tickets. How do people do that? Should they wait till they go there the day, or should they buy in advance?
They are certainly welcome to buy tickets at the gate if they'd like. They can get them $5 cheaper if they go to farmprogressshow.com. Whether you're doing one or you're doing 100, there's options there for folks to buy tickets. And if you buy them in advance, you can get a $5 discount by doing so.
Mm-hmm. And you can get 3-day passes?
We do. That's new this year. Kubota's partnered with us on a 3-day pro pass, and our friend Max Armstrong is part of that package, so you get a signature Max Armstrong hat if you do that as well.
More details about the Farm Progress Show coming up tomorrow. back after this.
Many corn growers across the country already know that Headline Ant Fungicide delivers more bushels of corn than any other fungicide. It enables corn to grow more efficiently through proven plant health benefits and provides powerful control against diseases that attack corn. Find out more at headlineantfungicide.com or talk to any Farmers Cooperative Agronomy branch about our SkyTech aerial application service. Maximize your corn yields by using Headline Ant. Always read and follow label directions.
Farmers Cooperative.
Farming America is a presentation of the Tribune Radio Network. I'm Steve Alexander.
It's 7:30 from KNDY. 76, a south wind pushing in some moisture. Sure going to be humid, to say the least. We're seeing light cells of activity build up, mainly in a north-south line extending out of southeast Nebraska up east of Beatrice near Tecumseh. Then redeveloping at around the state line, around Oquito, down around Holmes City. We're seeing some activity, points further south of that, down around Winifred area. All that pushing to the east doesn't look like it's going to amount to a lot, but building as we speak early this morning.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Good Wednesday. Glenn Sparkman overcame some early struggles and settled down for his first career complete game and shutout. Sparkman pitched a five-hitter. Whit Merrifield and Hunter Dozier both had three hits, including a home run, and the Kansas City Royals beat the White Sox 11-0 last night. Kansas City improved to 4-1 since the All-Star break and dropped the White Sox to 0-5. Merrifield, hitting .379 in a 14-game hitting streak, raced to an inside-the-park homer down the right field line in the fourth inning after Cam Gallagher doubled. Plate umpire Tom Hallen initially called Merrifield out on the play at home, but it was overturned after a quick replay review. That made the score 6-0 and gave Merrifield the 100th inside-the-park homer in Royals history. Royals continue the series with the White Sox at the K this evening. First pitch is set for 7:15. Mid-America Network Sports.
The future of forecasting may include armies of drones intercepting approaching storm systems. All about the futuristic vision of weather science today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
I'm Tim Franklin, a farmer from Goodland, Kansas.
I'm Scott Thelman, and this is Juniper Hill Farms.
I'm Sarah Scott, a rancher from Montgomery County, Kansas.
I'm Derek Sawyer, and I'm a fourth-generation Kansas farmer.
And I'm Katie Sawyer, a journalist and publicist for our family farm, Sawyer Land and Cattle.
People around the country rely on Kansas agriculture to feed their families. Wouldn't it be nice to meet the faces behind your food? Now you can. Kansas Farm Bureau is taking you behind the scenes to meet the next generation of Kansas farmers and ranchers, and their stories might surprise you. From learning the ropes as a first-generation farmer to using new technology to save money and the environment, these folks are truly game changers. To see their full stories, visit kansaslivingmagazine.com/meetafarmer. That's kansaslivingmagazine.com/meetafarmer.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, July 17th, the 198th day of the year. Actor James Cagney was born on this day, and in 1955, Disneyland opened in Anaheim, California. Getting real-time measurements from inside approaching storm systems would be a giant leap forward for weather forecasting, and a researcher from the University of Oklahoma says drones are the way to do it. He envisions a network of ground stations collecting data from drones in the lower atmosphere. When they sniff out a threatening disturbance, squadrons of smaller, expendable drones will be sent directly into the tempest, feeding computer models and generating early warning systems with pinpoint accuracy. It's an exciting concept. We just hope someone has considered the hazard of falling drones. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
KNDY.
Just wanna fall to
places and nights with 2 a.m. calls where dreams become walls and you just need a break. A break.